The verse says, "Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or," as the commandments are like a candle, and the Torah itself is light. What is light? One of the ideas of light is like this: when you enter a dark room, you don't see anything. It's dark, okay? When you put in light, the idea is not that new things come up. Whoop, suddenly there's a bed over here. Suddenly there's a this or that. No. The things were there from before, but you didn't see them. When you put in light, you see them. You can distinguish between one thing and another thing. Which thing actually you need and which thing actually you don't need. At least not now. That's why you enter this room. The room is dark. And you say, I need my keys, whatever. So you put in light, those are my keys. I take my keys and I turn out the light and I leave. So light doesn't create anything in you. Light actually helps you distinguish what you need in a specific time and what you don't need in that specific time. Maybe you need it later. This is what Torah is. Light, what does that mean? Godly wisdom. That God himself put himself into this wisdom that helps us distinguish which activities, which ideas, which things in general are for each one of us, and which things are, at least at specific moment, not for us. This is what Torah is all about. That's why Torah is called light. And why are the commandments called Neir, candle? Because a candle is it's a small light. That means through you fulfilling these commandments, each person what they need to fulfill, you can increase light in your life. One candle at a time, okay? You have one commandment, another commandment, another command. You help one guy, you help another guy, you help another guy. So you start adding up light into your life, and then you start distinguishing which things are really good for you, really according to the will of the Creator, and which things are actually not bringing light, not to your life, and not to anybody else's life. So, what's our mission? Our mission is to bring light into the world, and when we bring the necessary light into the world, then we're going to start distinguishing that actually every single corner of the world, it's a godly thing. It's a godly creation, and we can perceive God into each one of the things in the world. But you need light. So start doing the commandments. Start doing what you're supposed to be doing, adding light into the world in order for everybody else to be able to distinguish God into the world.